This morning in the Warren County Radio Bible School, we're going to be reading from the Rock Cliff Review. Now, that is the bulletin that is passed out at the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff when we gather together on Sunday morning to worship. And if you come to that assembly, you'll receive this bulletin, and the article in that bulletin has something to do with the Sunday school, with the sermon that I'm going to preach that morning. And so you can have that sort of as a review or notes on that sermon. Now, what I have been doing at Rock Cliff is preaching through the book of 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. And I have concluded that, and I'm going to move into a study of 1st and 2nd Timothy and Titus in my preaching. And so I introduce that particularly the book of 1st Timothy, this particular Sunday morning, by telling what the Bible teaches us about Paul and Timothy and Ephesus, so that we can have a background for the book of 1 Timothy. And so I'm going to read that to you at this time. The article was titled, Paul, Timothy, and Ephesus. 1 Timothy opens up with a mention of Paul, Timothy, and Ephesus. That's 1 Timothy 1, verses 1 through 3. Let me read that to you. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, according to the commandment of God our Savior and Jesus Christ our hope, unto Timothy, my true child in faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, exhorted thee to tarry at Ephesus when I was going into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge certain men not to teach a different doctrine. Weaving the stories of Paul and Timothy and this ancient city of Ephesus together gives us a background for the two letters Paul wrote to Timothy called 1 and 2 Timothy. We begin with the persecution that expelled Paul and Barnabas from Antioch in Pisidia. Unbelieving Jews followed them to Iconium. They stirred up the rulers to despitefully use them and stone them. They fled to Lystra, where Paul was stoned and drawn out of the city and left for dead. We read about these things in Acts 13, verses 49 through Acts 14 and verse 19. The work in these regions was brutal. In Paul's last letter that he wrote to Timothy, he wrote that Timothy had fully known of these persecutions and afflictions which came to him at Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra. In 2 Timothy 3, verses 10 through 12, we read, but thou didst follow my teachings, conduct, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, patience, persecutions, sufferings, what things befell me in Antioch, at Iconium, and at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, and out of them the Lord delivered me. Yea, all that would live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Upon his return to Lystra, Paul found the young man Timothy, who was already well reported of by the brethren at Iconium and Lystra. From a child, Timothy had been taught the Holy Scriptures by his mother and grandmother, 2 Timothy 1 and verse 5 and 2 Timothy 3 and verse 15. Paul desired that Timothy go with him. Timothy's father was a Greek, and Timothy had not been circumcised because of the Jews. Paul circumcised him himself, Acts 16, 1 through 3. The elders then laid hands on Timothy, 1 Timothy 4, 14, and prophesied that he would war a good warfare, 1 Timothy 1 and verse 18. Timothy accompanied Paul throughout Phrygia and the regions of Galatia. Paul was ready to go to Ephesus, but for now the Spirit forbade him, Acts 16 and verse 6. Timothy accompanied Paul to Troas, and then over to Philippi, and Thessalonica, and Macedonia. Because of persecutions, Paul and Timothy came to Paul and Timothy came to Berea, and because of continued persecutions, Paul left Berea for Athens and sent for Timothy with Silas to come back to him with all speed. We read about that in Acts 16 in verse 7 to 17 in verse 15. From Athens, Paul sent Timothy back to comfort the brethren. We read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, "Wherefore, when we could no longer forbear, we thought it good to be left behind at Athens alone, and sent Timothy, our brother and God's minister in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and comfort you concerning your faith, that no man should be moved by these afflictions. For yourselves know that hereunto we are appointed. For verily, when we were with you, we told you beforehand that we are to suffer affliction. Even so as it came to pass, and ye know. For this cause also, when I could no longer forbear, sent that I might know your faith, lest by any means the tempter had tempted you, and our labor should be in vain." Well, Timothy returned to Paul to Corinth with a good report. In 1 Thessalonians 3, verses 6 through 8, we read, "But when Timothy came, even now unto us from you, and brought us glad tidings of your faith and love, that ye have good remembrance of us always, longing to see you even as us, even as we also to see you, for this cause, brethren, we were comforted over you in all our distresses and afflictions through your faith. For now we live, if ye stand fast in the Lord." Timothy was with Paul when Paul wrote the two letters to the church at Thessalonica. We know that from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 1 and 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 1. And while in Corinth, Timothy joined Paul in preaching Jesus Christ, 2 Corinthians 1 and verse 19. From Corinth, Paul passed through Ephesus on his way to Jerusalem. Paul returned to Ephesus and Timothy ministered to him there, Acts 19:22. From Ephesus, Paul sent Timothy to Corinth with letters called 1 Corinthians. Timothy returned to Ephesus, and Paul sent him ahead to Macedonia. And Timothy was with Paul in Macedonia when Paul wrote the letter we call 2 Corinthians. And we find that in 2 Corinthians 1 and verse 1. Paul himself came to Corinth and remained through the winter. When time returned for travel, Paul journeyed from Corinth through Macedonia and on to Jerusalem with a contribution to the saints they had made for the needy there. Timothy accompanied Paul on part of this journey, Acts 23-4. As Paul passed near Ephesus, he sent for the elders of the church to meet him at Miletus. In Jerusalem, Paul was arrested on false charges and sent to Rome as a prisoner. From Rome, Paul wrote a letter to the churches of Ephesus and Asia. Timothy was again with Paul when Paul wrote letters to Philippi, 1 Philippians 1 in verse 1, and Colossians 1 in verse 1, and Philemon 1 in verse 1. Paul told the Philippians that he hoped to send Timothy to them and to follow him there. Philippians 2:19-24. After his release from prison, Paul was again with Timothy in Ephesus. Paul left Timothy there when he departed into Macedonia, 1 Timothy 1 and verse 3. Soon after leaving, Paul wrote this first letter to Timothy. Paul was again imprisoned in Rome. He wrote again to Timothy, desiring him to come before winter. This is the last we hear of Paul. The last we hear of Timothy is in Hebrews 13, verses 23-24, where we learn that Timothy had been imprisoned, but had been released. The last we hear of the church of Ephesus is in Revelation 2:1-7. The tradition is that John came to Ephesus. and that he was there when he documented his testimony of Jesus and wrote his three epistles, John, 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John. Well, that introduces those epistles, 1 and 2 Timothy, and then the introduction to Titus is going to be similar to that. We'll get to that when we get there in our studies. I read from the Rockcliffe Review, because the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliffe. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliffe, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And in our normal class periods, we've been studying about Jesus, and we have come to John chapter 11. This is that chapter where Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead. I want to read that chapter to you, and it's quite lengthy, so we may not be able to do it all in this program, but we'll note where we leave off and pick up there with the next program. So here we are, John chapter 11 and verse 1. Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, of the village of Mary and her sister Martha. And it was that Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. The sisters therefore sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. But when Jesus heard it, he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified thereby. Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When therefore he heard that he was sick, he abode at that time 2 days in the place where he was. Then after this he saith to his disciples, Let us go into Judea again. The disciples saying to him, Rabbi, the Jews were now seeking to stone thee, and thou goest thither again? Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in the day? If a man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because the light is not in him. These things spake he, and after this he said unto them, Our friend Lazarus is fallen asleep, but I go that I may wake him out of his sleep. The disciples therefore said unto him, Lord, if he's fallen asleep, he will recover. Now Jesus had spoken of his death, but they thought that he spake of taking rest in sleep. Then Jesus therefore said unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there for the intent that ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Thomas therefore, who is called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him. John 11:17. So when Jesus came, he found he had been in the tomb 4 days already. Now, Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. Martha, therefore, when she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary still sat in the house. Martha said unto Jesus, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. And even now I know that whatsoever thou shalt ask of God, God will give thee. Jesus said unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he shall rise in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he shall die, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth on me shall never die. Believest thou this? She said unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe thou art the Christ, the Son of God, that cometh into the world.